This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. For these challenging times in the agriculture economy, you need all the help you can get. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they're there for you to lend a hand. Whether you've got a new piece of equipment that you're worried about, you want to keep it in great shape, or a machine you've relied on for 3 or 4 decades, you can count on Mystic to keep it running stronger for longer. Like the JT8 Synthetic and Synthetic Blend Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, they're there to help you, specially formulated to provide relentless performance and wear protection. Now you can go to their website to find your local Mystic distributor. You just put in your zip code and they'll come up on a map. You can click on that little dot there and it will show you the nearest distributor. And the retailers, yes, you can search that list as well. They're all right there. You can click on the retailer and go right to their website. And the website for Mystic Lubes to find all of that is mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. It's going to be very interesting this summer and fall watching two senators from here in the heartland of America who are in the re-election crosshairs. Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly from Indiana and fellow Democrat, North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp. They are 2 of 5 senators hailing from states that lean toward the opposing political party, whose votes are expected to determine whether Donald Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, will be confirmed. An Indiana University professor says these 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans have the power to approve or reject a Supreme Court nominee who will shape the direction of public policy for a generation. Elizabeth Bennion says these senators will be facing pressure from all sides. 1 year ago, after the first half of 2017, General Motors and Ford were tied in the U.S. market for pickup trucks, 32% of the market share each. But now, GM has jumped to 34%, whereas Ford is still at just 32% share of the market. Oh, and this is interesting. Did you know this? That the U.S. pickup truck market is 100% supplied by final assembly lines in North America. There are no pickup truck imports into the United States from Asia, Europe, Africa, or South America. From This Week in Agribusiness, the condition of the U.S. corn crop declined a little bit in the past week to 75% good to excellent. Condition of the soybean crop unchanged, 71% good to excellent. In the year before he retired as a Wisconsin correctional officer, Bradley Teedy worked 95 hours a week on average, allowing him to bring in a $175,000 total in pay, nearly triple his normal salary. The long hours boosted his pension, too. That was last year. And it turns out that 7 other Wisconsin state employees earned more than 80 hours a week on average. The unemployment rate in this country being so low is part of the problem. It's made it hard to hire workers at present. Oh, by the way, Bradley's earnings last year were more than those of the governor of Wisconsin. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.